This is side two of tape two, a continuation of the interview with Mary Azadorian on October 27, 2001. You were telling me about the Armenian religion,
yes.
St. Gregory.
And he says, no, he said, he's been in there 14 years. He's dead by now. He said, no, he's still alive. What he didn't know was that his sister used to go and throw food down to Gregory. So they pulled him out of this dungeon, and he told them he had had a dream, and that if he saved his life, that that's where they're going to build that church. And he saved the king's life, and the king said, because of that, all state of Armenia will be Christians as of today. So we are the first country, I should say, that accepted Christianity as a whole state. The whole state accepted it. And of course the church was built and it still stands today. They use it today.
What role does the church play in the Armenian community?
I think it plays a big role. It keeps the children together. It keeps the Armenians together. And it doesn't stop us from bringing Americans in to see what it's like. Matter of fact, we as a small community, not only did we build a great hall, I think we did a wonderful job on that hall, we have built a new church, and by a handful of people. That, of course, sometimes I get angry because they're so chitchy, but if that's the way I guess it's going to be done, it's going to be done that way. But we've accomplished a lot.
So has the Armenian church held Armenians together in the countries that they've lived in?
I think so.
We're continuing after a slight pause to switch the tape. Side two of tape two, interview with Mary Azadorian. If you had to sum up Lincoln Place to tell your children and grandchildren about it, what would you tell them?
I would tell them personally, it was the best education I've had growing up with all of us foreigners. You want an education? Live with the immigrants. They know more, they do more, and they help you. I'm not saying the Americans don't. We found out that we do. Come September 11th, we found out. But you realize the majority of them are immigrants. They help each other. They don't stand on the corner and watch this man go by hungry. They'll do something. May not do much, but they do something. And I was against my son buying a home in Lincoln Place because he was not born and raised in Lincoln Place. But there was something about it that he liked. And I don't know if it was stories I used to say or what. Now you got to remember, I was born there in 24. My husband didn't move down there till 36. So he was not a Lincoln Place. And then we got married 11 years later and we moved out. So my husband was only a Lincoln Place 11 years. And he really didn't get that education that the rest of us got. And today, when we get together, it's like we've seen long-lost friends, and we pick up right where we left off, like a day has never gone by. And I wouldn't trade that. I don't know if anybody else would. I moved away for 7 years to Florida and came back to my old Granite City. And someone wants to know what there is about Granite City I like. The smug, I guess. I don't know, the filth. But I do love Granite City, and I love my Lincoln Place, but it has changed tremendously. But everything changes. But you want an education? Deal with the immigrants. That's all I got to say.
Well, I thank you for this opportunity to interview you. It's been very interesting. I hope that it's brought back some good memories in your mind.
Oh, it has. It really has.
Well, thank you very much.
And this concludes the interview with Mary Azadorian. Interviewer, Norma Azadorian.